Ricky Smiley Morning Show, man. We're out here in L.A. for the big American Idol finale. All types of beautiful people stopping by, but I think we have the champion.
Thank
in
you.
In the house, Miss USA.
The champ is here.
Rima Fakih, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I love your accent.
I'm from New York, and like, you're a mixture of many things. You're like,
I'm full Lebanese, but I actually grew up in Queens.
Where about in Queens, New York?
Jackson Heights.
My grandfather lived in Far Rockaway.
Oh, nice, nice. I went to St. John's Prep High School. Okay. And then I went to University of Michigan, so go blue.
Well, enough respect to you. So you seasoned traveler. Like, did you live in America all your life, or you?
I was born in Lebanon, and then I moved to New York City. I was 7 years old.
Yo, this Lebanese chick broke my heart in high school. Like, we went together for like...
No way.
Like, 7 weeks or something like that.
I'm not gonna lie. Every time I meet a guy, he tells me, oh, Lebanese girl broke my heart. We're heartbreakers, man.
What's wrong with y'all?
That explains why I'm on a dating show now.
Is that y'all mission statement? Like, we're gonna come to America, we're gonna break hearts. Like, that's how we're rolling.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. No comment.
But now, being that you guys are the instigators of the heartbreaking, why would you end up on a celebrity dating show? Because it seems like you should have no problem getting the attention of men.
I think after you break a few hearts, you might end up on a dating show because nobody wants to date you. Now, you know what? It's probably funny to understand, but like, it's not easy for a girl like me to get a date. I mean, you intimidate guys, but then when you tell them you have a crown at home, yeah, forget about it.
All right, now, you are a crown holder, like you said. Now, is there a person that you wouldn't date for as, like, based off of social status? Like, hey, this guy works for Del Monte.
You know what? After recent experiences, I don't think I'm very interested in celebrity or athletes too much.
So you've dated some celebrities in the past?
No, just an athlete.
Just an athlete? I mean, like, you don't have to give his name, but you can maybe say what
I don't
want to
give his name because, you know, my PR is right. Forget him. I ain't going to give him any more plugs. But he played baseball.
Okay.
So maybe, okay, you know what? You know, athletes have a little thing with me. So here's the other side of why I'm on a dating show. I think when you start dating guys, and I don't know, athletes or a regular person, you start to, you know, they see your confident side. They see that you might get attention. You end up pretty much chasing him away, I guess. I don't know.
So the intimidation of all the pressure of dating someone like yourself, just kind of like, that I can understand.
Become insecure.
Yeah, you got to date a strong guy.
That's what I need. A strong, you know what? New York guys don't have a lot of those problems. They're pretty confident.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could just maybe go up to like the Bronx or something and just win big. Like, you got to go hang out at BBQs or someplace like that.
Somewhere like that, right?
Yeah, just you.
You're right. It's too much traveling. I got to go to New York.
Would you ever date a rapper?
50? Holla at me. Oh, whoa, hold on. I take that back. Drake. I'm your real wife.
Drake?
I mean...
Aubrey Graham?
His lyrics, man. I'm a big hip-hop fan. It's just something about the lyrics.
But when you listen to his lyrics, it sounds like he can't keep a girl either.
You know what? That's why I'm going to probably end up singing Deuces Up then if I date a rapper.
Well, you ain't going to have no problems
with
that show.
You.
I'm looking forward to seeing you on The Choice.
Thank
it
you
starts
so much.
June 7th.
It premieres June 7th right after Take Me Out on Fox. I think you guys are going to really like it. I'm on the only show that has the female celebrities. And guess what? It's with Playmate of the Year, Hope, Sophie Monk, and Carmen Electra. So it's pretty interesting. You guys are going to really get a good kick out of it. And you get to see regular people also date celebrities. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, I would like to say that, you know, like, you see pictures of you looking beautiful on
Thank
that.
You.
But, like, just sitting here talking to you, you probably have to be the most down-to-earth.
Oh, thank you.
Street level. I think you're probably the only Miss America that probably has, like, 50 Cent's 2 Chainz and Drake in their iPod playlist. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't think too many other people are doing that.
It's actually Miss USA because people always get that mixed up. I'll describe.
What did I just say, Miss America?
Miss America's the girl next door, and Miss USA is the girl you wish lived next door.
Shots fired. Whoa.
Hey, but it was great to meet you guys. And,
great to meet you.
Follow me at Rima Fakih, and I hope to meet you again real soon.
Follow you on Twitter, follow you to your house, all that stuff, whatever you want.
Hey, stalker. I'm just kidding.
Police, security. Much love to you, love.
Thank you, guys.